I wonder, have you ever read God's holy word, the Bible? What a blessed book of comfort and hope. Within its wondrous pages, God is revealed to us in a very personal way. Here we find that God is from everlasting, having neither beginning nor ending, that he consists of three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, each equal in power and authority, yet all three are truly one. Furthermore, by his word alone, God created the heavens and the earth, then placed man, who he made in his own image, in a garden paradise called Eden. But our first parents, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God when they were deceived by the devil. That's right, the devil is real. And ever since, mankind has been lost in the darkness of sin and out of fellowship with his Maker. But God, not willing that anyone should perish, proved his great love for us by sending his only begotten Son into the world, that whoever would believe in him might have eternal life. And so it is, 2,000 years ago, that God himself, in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ, walked in the midst of the multitudes proclaiming the good news of salvation. Many miracles were performed by Jesus, whereby the people might believe. By his command, the angry waves became silent. He walked upon the Sea of Galilee. According to their faith, he opened the eyes of the blind and granted healing to those afflicted with sickness and disease. At his word, the disfigured were made whole and the lame walked. Those who had fallen asleep in death, Jesus raised up, that through him all might know the one true God. By willingly shedding his blood on the cross of Calvary, the sinless Lamb of God actually became sin for you and me, and he died the death that we deserve to die. But you see, the grave couldn't hold the one who was slain from the foundation of the world. Death was powerless against the one who came from glory, and on the third day God raised him from the dead. Yes, praise the Lord! Jesus is alive right now, today and forevermore. Isn't that good news? He's in heaven now, but one day soon, he's returning to this earth again in great power and majesty. He's coming back to this world that he made in the eons of ages ago. And do you know that the Word of God says that all who by faith receive him as Savior and Lord and openly confess him before men are assured of everlasting life? Do you know that? And here's some more good news. It doesn't matter who you are or what you may have done, whether you're rich or poor, young or old, this very moment, Jesus Christ is standing at the door to your heart, and he's knocking, and so patiently he's waiting. He loves you, and he stands at the door. Isn't that wonderful? We love him because he first loved us.